Blog Talk Radio.
Americans, are you more united today than ever before? Does your heart pump when you hear the Star Spangled Banner? Does your hair on the back of your neck stand up when you hear God Bless America? Or are you like President Barack Hussein Obama, who couldn't helicopter 63 miles to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg? Couldn't read the Gettysburg Address on the battlefield? He doesn't like battlefields. He runs from battlefields. He talks the talk, and then he runs the run. Yeah. He doesn't like battlefields like Benghazi. He'll create them, but like the Party of Death, they get you into war, and then they leave you to die on the battlefield. Not since the fall of Corregidor have Americans been left behind. Up until President Obama's Benghazi runout and Hillary Clinton's purple heart for a blood clot. Yeah, you believe that blood clot story? Show me the paperwork. Show me the MRI. Show me the medication. Show me the prescriptions. Show me the x-rays. She recovered as soon as she was out of office. I'm not going to talk to those slime. Who do they think they are? Who cares how they died? Whether it was two students out for a walk or a mortar platoon that was laser painted by the last two survivors waiting for one F-16 fighter jet to take out the mortar platoon. Cover up, man. That's the party of death. The cover up party goes all the way back to 9-1-1 when they created the 9-1-1 commission to investigate the cause of 9-1-1. All they had to do was go back to 1993 when Clinton invited Osama bin Laden to come kill us. And then they played it down after they failed in an attempt to blow up the World Trade Center. They joked about it. Yeah. It was almost as funny as putting condoms in the White House Christmas tree. Yeah. Some nation we got. But tonight, we're more unified than ever because Uncle Tom is coming out of the cabin and he's going to bring us all together. Yeah, or out of the bunker, depending on where you're positioned. The Battle of Gettysburg, I heard Mark Levin, God bless him, he played excerpts from battle scenes. And it was, man, I'll tell you, it must have been hell. 51,000 Americans died. Yes, Americans. And all you people that attacked the Stars and Bars, let me tell you something. You haven't earned the right to take it down because you never fought against it and you never fought under it. And probably when you try to take down the new Stars and Bars, you never fought under it and you never fought against that one either. And that's why in South Dakota, they can't find in school district of 49-5, they can't find 10 seconds to say the Pledge of Allegiance. And in Brooklyn, students have the right to turn their back on the flag during the Pledge of Allegiance. I wonder what their family background is. I wonder where their allegiance lies. How many passports do you have, Mr. America? Yeah. Do you ever notice how Hollywood always makes fun of the South? They always put down the South. They make them look like all crackers and ignoramuses. Oh, by the way, speaking of the South and the hills, if we can legalize a marijuana, how come we can't legalize moonshine? Huh? Oh, you don't want to give a Southerner a job, huh? You want to put him in jail for trying to earn a living. But it's all right to bring a Pancho up from Mexico City with two bales on his back so that the junior in Detroit can get high tonight or anywhere in the country. Show me one town in the United States that's drug-free. Show me one. Show me one town in the United States that's drug-free. You can't. Look at Canada. The mayor of Toronto is a crackhead. I only did it about a year ago. Yeah, let's see what's in your sock drawer, buddy. Yeah, I only did it about a year ago. Yeah, and you can see, you know, he's got the munchies. Yeah, and he knocks down women. Yeah, unbelievable. You think they're going too hard on Alec Baldwin? You think they're trying to break him? Huh? You think they're trying to destroy him? What did he do? Did he say something to offend somebody? Yeah. Well, when he was a spokesman for the Party of Death, it was all right. He was a good guy. He must have said something. He must have called somebody a sissy. Yeah. Unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. And Zimmerman, poor George. George should go back to his dad and mom if they'll take him in and hunker down and stay away from dirty women. Yeah. Yeah, he broke the cocktail table. Poor George. Turn in your guns, George. Now, he's being Alec Baldwin. Both Alec and George have a lot in common. Going back to our Southern brothers, we got to come together. And I got to tell you something. when this country goes communist, and it's not too far off, I will probably, whether the South likes it or not, I'll be down there with them. I'll be at the Alamo, and at the Alamo, you know, I don't think anybody, there were a few Texans, I think, at the Alamo. Somebody told me the names on the wall are from out of town. And I do know that two Jewish guys from Brooklyn founded the city of Houston, Texas. Did you know that? Drill that oil, partner. Yeah. Oh, here's the best one. The tune Dixie was written by an Irishman in a New York hotel. That's a great tune. You know, the communists hate that tune. You know what's another tune they hate? Ave Maria. They hate or anything that has to do with God and country. But they'll play the slavery card all day long. But President Obama won't acknowledge the 600,000 Americans who died to set the slaves free. Yeah. And if you had a choice as a slave to go to any other country, would you go to Russia? Would you go to China? Then why are you letting the communists play you for a fool? Yep. Divide and conquer is the communist tactic. And look how it worked for them. If they didn't have tanks and troops, they never could have held on to the countries that they kept under the gun. They couldn't have held on to Poland. They couldn't have held on to Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. They couldn't have held on to Czechoslovakia and Hungary. They couldn't have held on to Turkmenistan. They couldn't have held on to Kazakhstan. Definitely they couldn't have held on to the Ukraine. They had to starve to death 12 million Ukrainians to break the spirit of freedom. Yeah, and yet this country here loves communists. They've been here since the 1930s. They graduate from Columbia. Yeah, and other colleges, universities, and now they sit on benches all over the land. They're judges and ACLU lawyers and Southern Poverty Law Center lawyers playing the race card, billing the American people for their services, threatening schools with lawsuits if they say Merry Christmas, and the schools capitulate because they're afraid they're going to be broken. But you know what? After I read about that, no 10 seconds for the Pledge of Allegiance in South Dakota, there are a lot of schools that welcome the threat. So they're off the hook, and they can say we had to do away with it because we were going to be sued by the ACLU. But in their hearts, they're cheering for the ACLU. You never saw that, huh? But remember what Jimmy from Brooklyn says. When the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. You think about that one. So, having said that, let me give you a tune. And being that we're coming up on Christmas and happy holy days, you know my theory about the season's greetings? Season's greetings is a communist buzzword for up yours. Yeah. And happy holidays is a communist buzzword for F you, Christian. So let me see if I can find you something sacred. Okay, I got it.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful,
for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. To that last part.
Sent me this email.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Somebody sent me this email. I'm going to share it with you. With you. I dreamed that I went to heaven and an angel was showing me around. We walked side by side inside a large workroom filled with angels. My angel guide stopped in front of the first section and said, "This is the receiving section. Here, all petitions to God said in prayer are received." I looked around in this area, and it was terribly busy with so many angels sorting out petitions written on voluminous paper sheets and scraps from people all over the world. And while we're all over the world, if you can help out the Filipino people, do so, because they helped us out on the Bataan Death March. They took a bayonet in the back to give a dying GI a cup of water. So if anybody could use our help, it's the Filipinos. And then we moved on down a long corridor until we reached the second section. The angel then said to me, "This is the packaging and delivery section. Here the graces and blessings that people ask for are processed and delivered to the living persons who ask for them." I noticed again how busy it was there. There were many angels working hard at that station, since so many blessings had been requested and were being packaged for delivery to Earth. Finally, at the farthest end of a long corridor, we stopped at the door of a very small station. To my great surprise, only one angel was seated there, idly doing nothing. "This is the acknowledgement section," my angel friend quietly admitted to me. He seemed embarrassed. "How is it that there is no work going on here?" I asked. "So sad," the angel sighed. "After people receive the blessings that they ask for, very few send back acknowledgments." "How does one acknowledge God's blessings?" I asked. "As simple," the angel said. "Just say, 'Thank you, Lord.'" "What blessings should they acknowledge?" I asked. "If you have food in the refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof overhead, and a place to sleep, you are richer than 75% of this world. If you have money in the bank, in your wallet, and spare change in a dish, you are among the top 8% of the world's wealthy. And if you get this on your own computer, you are part of the 1% in the world who has that opportunity. If you woke up this morning with more health than illness, you are more blessed than the many who will not even survive this day.
If you have never experienced the fear in battle, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or the pangs of starvation, you are ahead of 700 million people in the world. If you can attend a church without the fear of harassment, arrest, or torture, or death, or a visit by the IRS, you are envied by and more blessed than 3 billion people in the world. If you can hold your head up and smile and you are not the norm, you are unique to all those in doubt and despair. Okay, what now? How can I start? The angel says, if you can read this message, you just received a double blessing in that someone was thinking of you as very special, and you are more blessed than over 2 billion people in the world who cannot read it all. Have a good day. Count your blessings. And if you care to pass this along, remind everyone else how blessed we all are. Dear Lord, thank you for giving me the opportunity to relay this message. That was pretty good, wasn't it? That was worth doing. I'm glad I read that one. Okay, I'm going to give you a little Christmas treat. Okay, that's the first shot of Christmas. I did Noel last week, so I'm ahead of everybody else. I'm ahead of the stores that are going to ban it. I'm ahead of the ACLU that wants all the crosses removed from all the cemeteries throughout the world. Yes, I'm ahead of the Communist Party of North America, formerly the Democrat Party. I'm ahead of the separation of God and country people. So let me find you something that tickled my fancy today. Let's see what we got here. Rhino demands Rush Limbaugh check with him before speaking. Want to hear that one? I'll give you that one. Let's see. Remember the Rhino congressman, when this Rhino congressman tried to mandate to all Americans what light bulbs we must use? Oh, God, he's... Rhinos are the new Democrat Party. The Communist Party is now the Democrat Party. Any party that votes to burn the flag, any party that votes to kill kids, when I hear Chuck Schumer say child murder is settled law, or Roe v. Wade, depending on how you look at it. When I hear him say that, I get sick. I get sick into my stomach. I could just see Chuck Schumer in his black uniform with the armband, helping the kids off the trains and going into Treblinka. Yeah. No, you can't be with your mother. You're going into the other gate. You have blue eyes? Dr. Mengele wants to see you. Yeah. What's the difference? 2,000 Americans have died in Afghanistan since Obama sold them out. And wait till you see the runout. Wait till you see his runout. You're going to be sick. Okay, so having said that, let me switch over to the Communist Party hit on Liz Cheney. If you turn on NBC, they're running all boilers open to take down Liz Cheney, and they're accusing her of being anti-gay, and they're using her sister and her lover, her mate, and they got two kids. Oh, God. They got two kids. You know, this blows my mind. You know what blows my mind? People are paying tens of thousands of dollars to adopt a Russian baby. Why don't they just go down to Planned Parenthood and stand across the street with a sign that says, I'll give you 10 grand if you give me the kid? Who would get charged with what crime? So the Communist Party has got a hit out on Liz Cheney. And they're using their stooge network, NBC, which stands for nothing but communists. And they're using their stooge network to destroy Liz Cheney. And, of course, her father was no good. Halliburton. Oh, I don't know anything about Halliburton. Just say Halliburton when somebody says Dick Cheney. Just say Halliburton and everybody will know what you mean. Yeah. He sat on the board of directors of Halliburton. Hey, of the top 10 worst payers in the country for salaries is Walmart. And guess who sat on the board of directors of Walmart? Hillary Clinton, the Bee of Benghazi, the Ilsa Koch of Benghazi. So, the Communist Party hit on Liz Cheney has nothing to do with gay rights, which should be no different than any American's rights. We don't have special privileges for certain groups. There's only one box you have to check, the one that says American. And every box that you have to check divides the country. The flag-burning party of death to little children cannot afford to have any woman running for office and challenging the Bee of Benghazi. We all know that families fight, but they come together when an outsider attacks them. Lynn Cheney's sister is a communist dupe. Check for puppet strings. The lying fact, a distorting illegal president of the USSA, has destroyed his party. The Senate is up for rototilling, soon to be plowed under with a new crop planted. And that is the reason the communists want to stop Liz Cheney. The call is Wyoming's to make. Let us pray that freedom lives. The media ally of communism, NBC, nothing but communist, kicked off their Bolshevik liquidation process of enemies of the state. All night long, all you heard was Cheney, Cheney, Chang, Chang from down in the alley. Their goal is to destroy freedom under orders from Commissar Obama. We need at least 6 senators to take power back from the communists. We need more Liz's and Sarah Palin's. Oh, how the communists hate women, especially suburban moms with children. They have children. It's a family. I got on an elevator with my kids on St. Patrick's Day in New York, and Sherry Netherlands Hotel. My kids were very little. And as we got on the elevator going up to our suite to watch the parade, it was one of my once-in-a-lifetime stunts, right? And somebody looked at somebody else on the elevator, you know, with a high-altitude nose, and they said, "It's a family." Yeah, it's a family. Yeah, well, Christmas is also the feast of the Holy Family. And there's more than one Holy Family. There's a lot of Holy Families. Did you see that guy watching the tornado across the street from his house saying the Our Father? Do you know that Muslims tolerate the Our Father? I watched the opening of a business conference in Dubai, and an American woman with a hijab came out, and she opened it up with a prayer. And the prayer was the Our Father. And if you say the Our Father, you can see it offends no one. So when the communists tell you we have to have a moment of silence, what they're really telling you is you better shut your mouth. And we don't want to hear no prayers out of you, or it'll go bad for you. We've already knocked off our two chaplains in the military. Don't think we can't get you. And we can shut down all those small churches. All we got to do is threaten them with a lawsuit. Yeah. Communism, the New World Order is right here in the United States. So where was I? We were talking about suburban moms with children. And never forget that children are the enemy of the party of death. Who else puts child murder in a health care plan? Who builds more rehab houses in the USA and mosques in Pakistan, but attacks churches? The former Democratic Party is now the Communist Party. Looking for the old Democrat Party? Check the rhinos. More tea, anybody? We'll go back for a tune. Want to go back to Life is But a Dream? understand Obama gave his Gettysburg Address and he omitted God from it. I believe the State Department is a waste of time, and that the State Department was infiltrated in the 30s by the Soviets, and they never left. And when the war came down, the KGB moved into the United States in mass. There are more traitors in the government today than ever before. We have a president with no papers. My dog has papers. The people who tell you we are the strongest nation on the face of the earth, I hope you believe that. We suffered the greatest military defeat in American history on 9/11 when the Clinton Towers came down. Oh, they blame Bush. How clever. Everything failed. Obama hates this country, and every day he proves it. He is listed as a war criminal in Egypt, accused of aiding the Muslim Brotherhood when he was a senator, working with his half-brother, Malik Obama. The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. The Rhinos are the new Democrats. All that is left is the Tea Party. Obama has lost the entire Middle East. I like these people that tell us, you know, Bush got us into Iraq and Afghanistan and Obama's getting us out. Sure, he's getting us out. He lost the entire Middle East. He's given it back to the Muslim Brotherhood, to Al-Qaeda, to Hezbollah, any radical group that'll take a piece of it. And what's the end result? Our allies no longer trust us. He has destroyed our military capability. He runs the Supreme Court. And never forget, the only thing that was saving us when he first, in his first term, he had the House, the Senate, and the presidency. And the only thing that was saving us was 5-4 in the Supreme Court. Now he's lost the House, but he still has the Senate. He's got the presidency, and now he's got the Supreme Court. The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. The Rhinos are the new Democrats. All that is left is the Tea Party. Obama has lost the entire Middle East. Our allies no longer trust us. He has destroyed our military capability. He runs the Supreme Court. Our two greatest weaknesses are and always were intelligence and the ability to negotiate. Just look at Benghazi Clinton and Hanoi John Kerry. Those are State Department heroes. Saudi Arabia is buying nukes from Pakistan. Iran is about 2 months away from a nuke display. Japan knows, having seen Israel betrayed, they can no longer count on the American umbrella. All they got to do is look at what happened to Taiwan. You can see a change coming in their constitution. South Korea will have no choice but to go nuclear. And aircraft carriers may be obsolete. They may just be big missile targets. And if that's the case, nukes will have to be used to protect them on a first strike basis. See a YouTube Obama gangman style. Obama gangman style. This is the Spirit of America Party, a radio show. And in the words of our greatest president, George Washington, in times of peace, prepare for war. And we need more nukes, and we need to bring back the neutron bomb. So having said that, we will sneak back for a tune. And I think I found one that was, In light of... We're celebrating Gettysburg, even though the president hates anything American. We're still celebrating Gettysburg, and this tribute is to the boys in blue who died. And a little side note, did you know that Robert E. Lee, when he was given the command of the Southern Army, did you know he freed his slaves? And there's a story about Robert E. Lee, one of the first black men to go into an all-white church to receive communion, shocked everybody as he stood at the foot of the altar to receive communion. And the first guy that stood next to him was Robert E. Lee.
My brave lad sleeps in his faded coat of blue. In a lonely grave unknown lies the heart that beats so true. He sang faint and hungry among the famished brave, and they laid him sad and lonely within his nameless grave. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for the faded coat of blue. Cried, give me water and just a little crumb, and my mother, she will bless you through all the years to come. Oh, tell my sweet sister, so gentle, good and true, that I'll meet her up in heaven in my faded of blue. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for a faded coat of blue. Yet my heart with startling beat, with each footfall at my door, I gaze on the hill where he waved a last adieu. But no gallant lad I see in his faded coat of blue. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given,
hear about this guy, Martin Bashir? I think he's on NBC. Commented that Sarah Palin, somebody should urinate and defecate in her mouth. Did you hear that? Check it out. Google it. See if it's true or not. But how's that for hate? Huh? Boy, they really hate Sarah Palin, don't they? You know what Sarah Palin should do? She should run for the Senate from Alaska. And that would be two senators, Liz Cheney and Sarah Palin. That would be nice. That would be nice. Then we could send the Communist Party a rosebush with extra thorns. So, having said that, I wanted to plug all of these groups that are taking care of wounded GIs and sending care packages to GIs. If you see any opportunity to do so, do it, because there's always one guy out there that's forgotten. And it's nice to be pleasantly surprised when you think that nobody remembers you or your sacrifice. So I just thought I'd mention that to you. We stop them or we stop Obama. This is from Steve Forbes. Let's see what he's got to say. I believe I owe it to you to write this letter. I'm being told you're one of the few special Americans who have sacrificed very generously over the years. Oh, it's a hit for money. Well, let's see what he says. We'll see if it's a worthwhile cause. You've been discouraged by the fact that many of your personal goals for America have been thwarted by the tax and spend members of Congress and the White House. They should all get new jobs. They should have to go stand on a breadline. And, of course, if they did, they would demand toast. Why have the proponents of big government so often gotten away with sabotaging your efforts? How about we look into insider trading now that the stock market has hit 16,000? I'm sure that the House and the Senate are just racking up capital gains with insider trading tips. How about John Kerry and all the tips he got about the medical insurance companies and pharmaceuticals? He made a bundle. Look, can we get a list of the trades that he made money with? Can we get a list of everybody who trades insider tradering? Well, let's see what it says. Most Americans don't know just how much of big labor's cash seized from workers' paychecks is funneled backdoor into buying elections for the union boss's pet candidates. The union boss's political machine spent a whopping $1.7 billion in the 2012 election cycle to reelect Obama bin Laden and protected their pro-forced unionism majority in the U.S. Senate. Now the union bosses have vowed to use their forced dues war chest to keep control of the Senate and take back the House, while most members of Congress cringe in fear. And then he's looking for a donation. You want to send a Steve Forbes a donation? I'm sure you can find him. So I would say this, that it is a crime when they want to know about you as a union member, how you voted. And when you do vote, they want to see a copy of the ballot. That is not fair. That is not American. That's communistic. Remember what Stalin said. It doesn't matter who votes. It only matters who counts the votes. And here's one from Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck says that, let's see if I can, here's my secret weapon for self-defense. Census Bureau faked jobs numbers. So the whole government is corrupt. The IRS is corrupt. And I'll tell you something. FBI, the only thing I ever hear about the FBI now is when one of these other agencies gets caught stealing, lying, cheating, they go, we'll turn this matter over to the FBI. And everybody goes, oh, good. And that's the end of it. You never hear anything more. What's the FBI doing? Who are they looking after? Yeah, I mean, besides protecting mosques from imaginary explosions, are they checking any of, are they protecting any of the Coptic Christian churches in the country? I doubt it. I know the local police in my area are. They're protecting the Coptic Christians, which I am very grateful for, because they're good people. They are peace-loving people, because Christianity is the religion of love. And you thought it was getting dirty at wood crap. Yeah, smoking weed. Do you know, ever since we've had weed in this country and the crime rate has quadrupled, it's done to the third power. When I grew up, there was not a gate on a window, not a gate on a window in a ghetto. I grew up in a poor neighborhood, but we didn't know we were poor because everybody was working. There were no gates. There was no burglar alarms. None. Absolutely none. The only burglar alarm was in a bank on 181st Street. And when anybody heard the burglar alarm go off, they knew it was the bank because it was the only building that had a burglar alarm. How do you like that? Okay, here's one. A hospital employee, and I asked the cop once, if we did away with drugs, what would you guys do? He says, nothing. We'd be doing heart attacks. Yeah. A retired military veteran was placed on administrative leave after his employer denied his right to display God Bless America with his email signature. The veteran, Boots Hawks, was asked to remove the statement from his signature block by his employer, Dameron Hospital in Stockton, California. When he said he wanted to obtain legal counsel about his rights, he was placed on leave for insubordination. Here we are right after Veterans Day. Obama didn't recognize Veterans Day. No. He's not from this country. He only came here to hate it. Recognizing individuals like this veteran who fought to defend freedom and liberty for our country, says Hawks' attorney. Brad Dacus of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI, being punished simply because he wanted to have the display God Bless America on his own email signature block. Hawks returned to his job. You know how many letters I get from Arab businessmen? And they have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim right up on the top of the letterhead, in the name of the merciful God. Right? There's more freedom in the Middle East than there is in Stockton, California. No employee should ever be punished and disciplined for a patriotic statement like God Bless America. And unfortunately, this is exactly what this hospital decided to do. Oh, they must be under Obamacare. Dak is told onenewsnow.com. PJI sent a strongly worded letter to supervisors reminding the hospital that Hawks has been a dedicated employee for 10 years and even earned Employee of the Year for his work. Since then, Dameron Hospital has cleared Hawks of insubordination, but continues to ban him from using God Bless America with his signature. I wonder if they do abortions there. Yeah. Oh, well, it's a woman's right to choose. How about we go for a vote and you ask the absentee ballot in the womb what he thinks or she thinks? Yeah. Aren't you glad that your mom wasn't pro-choice? Well, you wouldn't be listening to me right now if she was, huh? Yeah. Well, I'm different. I'm special. Yeah, I know. And you have rights, right? Do you think that the founding fathers, or as I call them, the foundling fathers, would deny freedom to the unborn? Do you think that when they said all men are created equal and they have the right to life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness, you don't think they weren't talking about the jackpot time when the sperm penetrates the egg and its three Liberty Bells straight across? Huh? When life was precious? Remember when life was precious in the United States? Okay, let me give you another tune because we're running out of time. I'll give you an Elvis story.
Hi, you boys and girls. It's Abu Tom, the American Fun, the Mentalist. And I'm going to play you a tune, and then I'm going to tell you a story. So now that you heard the tune, here is the story behind the tune. When Elvis was working in Las Vegas, he was out of his prime, and he was a little overweight, but he still drew a fabulous audience. And he did that song you just heard, and he sang it. He singled out a girl in the audience, and he completely mesmerized her with this song. And when he was finished singing the song, he walked over to the girl's table, and their eyes met, and there was magic in the air. And Elvis took her hand, and he said to her, "Are you going to eat that potato?" Oh, God. I heard Tom Snyder told that joke many years ago. I thought I'd share it with you.
We're closing out. I'm going to play Faith of Our Fathers.